Conversation 1. Hey, Beth. You look upset. Anything wrong?
I just found out I have to move out of my place.
You are kidding. Why?
I'm living in a quite old house, and now something's wrong with the water pipes. We don't have any water in the house. And apparently, it's going to take about 2 weeks to fix the problem. And it's really bad timing, with midterm exams coming up and everything.
So, have you figured out what you're going to do?
Well, some friends said I could stay at their place. They don't have an extra bedroom, but they said it's okay for me to sleep on their living room couch.
You could probably handle that for a couple of weeks.
I guess so. I mean, it's really nice of them to offer, and it's free. The only problem is they already have 4 people living there, so it could be a little crowded.
Any other options?
Well, I did find a small hotel on 3rd Street right near the campus.
Oh, right. A lot of kids' parents stay there when they come for a visit.
Yes, I could get a room there. They have a weekly rate, and it's pretty reasonable, but I don't know.
At least at the hotel, you'd have a place of your own, you know, so you could get more done.
That's definitely a plus, but I have to think about it. Even though it's pretty cheap, it will still end up costing me some money, and my budget's pretty tight right now.
Questions 8 to 11 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
Question 8. What does the woman worry about?
Question 9. Why does the woman has to move out of her place? Question 10. What kind of help do the woman's friends offer? Question 11. What is the disadvantage of living in the hotel?